This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of Luke and Dusty. If you missed anything from hour one, shame on you. Try to be better. But don't worry, podcast available at 1080thefan.com, odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. If you want to text into the show, you can go on to the fan text line, 503-2GO-FAN, T-O-G-O-F-A-N.
There you go.
Let us know what you're thinking. We do need to talk a little football today because there's optimism around at least four quarterbacks that I'd like to have your pick on who will have the best season.
Okay.
We've already talked a fair amount of basketball. We do have the finals looming. Is a very tall guy getting taller? I'm looking through these notes. There's a lot of good things to get to on a Friday to get you through. But before we get too far, we've already talked about the basketball played at MSG. Have you been to a game at Madison Square Garden?
Yes.
What was
it, 2008? 2008? Yeah, I was out there for a wedding. We did a basketball game, and then we did a game at Yankee Stadium the next day.
Nice. Okay,
that was pretty cool because it was new Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
I think it had just been finished.
Okay.
At that point in time, it was super cool because I got to see Roger Clemens pitch.
Nice.
They were playing the Blue Jays, and Frank Thomas was on the Blue Jays.
Can you see him inject the steroids from the stands or from your seats, I guess?
So I was sitting on the first base line, like, what, three rows up? We had really good seats.
Yeah.
Shout out my one of my best friend's dad. He was the commander of the New York Air National Guard.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Made a little phone call so that when we went to Will Call to pick up some tickets, we had some nice tickets.
It's good to know people.
It is good to know people. But I was stunned by how big Roger Clemens was and how small he looked in comparison to Frank Thomas.
That's fair.
Frank Thomas is one of the biggest humans I've ever seen in my life.
He's the big hurt.
I mean, like,
he's a monster.
I've been around NBA dudes forever.
Did he play O-line at Auburn?
I think so.
Is that right?
He
played
was,
football, I know.
Yeah,
but he's a monster.
But I mean, he is just, as a human being from front to back, just...
Is that the way we measure human beings?
No, like...
Get a nod from Order. I don't think that's right.
No, that's the thing. It's like he's like two humans thick, and that's the terrifying thing. Like in the NBA, there's so
from
many
front to back.
Suk and I have had this discussion about because you know he played in the NFL and he's around all these big dudes all the time.
Yeah.
Suk is not exactly a small human by any measure, but I'm around 7-footers all the time, and so to me, like that doesn't ever like catch being very tall doesn't ever surprise me.
Yeah,
it's when the guys are two humans thick.
Yeah,
and I just go, oh my God. Like, there's just so few of those guys in the NBA that, like, Don McClendon, 7'3", 295 pounds.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, he's enormous, but, like,
yeah,
he's proportionally scaled.
Yeah.
Like, he just, but, like, from front to back, he's no bigger than me.
Sure.
But you look at a guy like Frank Thomas and you just go,
yeah.
Why does your chest have a chest?
Yeah, like, it's like Ndamukong Suh is the local favorite anytime you point that out, because everybody's seen him around town. Yeah. Like I've stood next to him. My brother shook his hand in different occasions.
Even post-career Suh, like you just bump into him around here and you're just like,
well, he has
good God.
Well, he has a different bone structure than people.
Seriously. Yeah. It's just like that was a fun experience. But yeah, no, I've been to New Yankee Stadium. I've been to MSG.
So the question about MSG I wanted to get back to. Mm-hmm. So if it's during baseball season, it's at least the end of the season. Was this a playoff game
regular season? Yeah.
How was the experience for you? Because I have a friend that went this year and he goes, well, I don't know if it went to Prince. And I don't know who they were playing during it.
Look, I get the nostalgia of like Fenway and Wrigley and MSG and all that stuff. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand, like, everyone's like, oh, the games at the Mecca are the best, and you've got the stage lighting, and I'm like, the seats suck, the building's old, it's like, it hadn't had the facelift yet, so it was still MSG, like, at its roots kind of a deal, and I just didn't really care. You know, the Knicks were okay.
Yeah.
They were okay then, like, they weren't.
See, it's not just the venue. It's the history of a venue, and it's kind of when you're there. I've been to two games at Fenway, but those are the only thing. I pulled a list of places, like the best venues in sports.
And Fenway is old. Like when you get in there, you feel how old that place is.
And that place is, especially because it's baseball and the Green Monster, because Wrigley, I've been around Wrigley and has the same bones. But if you take away the Monster and the ivy wall, then you're just in an old ballpark.
Yeah.
But they both have these really ethereal charms that are just kind of, they're hard to quantify how cool that is to just go there. When an outfielder raises her hand because the ball is stuck in the ivy, is awesome.
Yeah.
And everybody grew up with a WGN because we're, all close enough in age that everybody got cable and you get WGN. So you watch
during the summer, it was just gone.
So you get all of that. But we had TNT as well, and for all the Braves fans that exist everywhere and in Oregon because of Dale Murphy and whatever the reasons are, they've built three different ballparks there. So
I still have Turner Field in my head, but it's not that anymore.
But there has to be something that keeps them around, and Wrigley and Fenway both have that charm where the city goes, sorry, we can't rebuild. Camden Yards is gone, Wrigley is staying, and there's a reason for it.
To me, the older stadium that has the most allure to it in baseball is Chavez.
I've been to Chavez Ravine a few times.
When you're in the outfield, man, on a beautiful LA day.
I've never been in the outfield.
Oh, God.
I've been behind the bases.
Oh, man.
I've been behind home plate, which is at the very top behind home plate. Not right behind home plate.
But when you're out in the outfield and you're looking out over that just picturesque green and the contrast with the valley and the sun is sitting right there and you get a Dodger dog in your hand, man, it's hard to beat.
My initials are LA. I've owned more Dodgers hats than I've owned Mariners hats, and I'm a Mariners fan, and I root for the Dodgers, and I always have. Mm-hmm. When I lived in L.A., I would go to Dodgers games. Mm-hmm. I will say that one of the worst experiences I ever had
is leaving the stadium?
Giants, Dodgers.
Oh, God, yeah.
And there's a Giants fan sitting next to me.
Oh, no. And don't do it.
Well,
don't do it.
So I'm wearing a black Dodgers hat. Mm-hmm. And it has like remember they used to do like the small offset logos?
Yeah.
So it's black with a small, black with a white outline LA in the bottom corner. Mm-hmm. And so from a distance, I look like I'm with the Giants fans. There is a guy that is probably seven rows in front of us, couldn't have watched a second of the game. Mm. The entire time he is his back to the field, he is yelling up at these Giants fans. And these guys couldn't have been nicer. Like, they're sitting next to us, and we were chatting them up. My wife actually roots for the Giants. She lived in San Francisco for years. She's not wearing any Giants gear. The guy just sit there and relentlessly heckled these fans until they leave. The second they left, his celebration got him kicked out of the stadium.
Perfect.
I couldn't tell you what happened to the game, and it was awful. It was an absolute zoo. There is a certain thing about the fans, and in that moment, and they can be rough and tumble at any game, but a Giants-Dodgers game left me with a sour taste in my mouth. I've been to two games at Fenway, and all are welcome. Now, the fans will say some terrible things to players, and there will probably be fights. But it's also, I think they know what the vibe. People are coming here to see the ballpark.
Yeah.
They're coming there to see a game. We showed up wearing Mariners gear to watch a Angels Red Sox game. My brother did, anyways. Mm. I always wear the MLB PDX shirt anytime I go to a stadium and I don't have a rooting interest.
Perfect.
But we're there, and just as accommodating as you possibly be, all are welcome, and it was really the good vibes. Back to this list of venues that I've been to, MSG is one of those where it very much feels dependent on the scenario. Now, I'll just read you the list, and you tell me which ones. Fenway doesn't feel that way. Fenway's number two on the list. Lambeau Field, I feel like any NFL Sunday is going to be fun. But if you get a playoff game, and I feel like Lambeau in warm weather wouldn't be the same thing.
I had a chance to go, and I didn't go.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah, go. Me and Orton will finish the show.
It was, not going into specifics.
How sad you sound.
Well,
spit it out, Danny.
When I was in the military, you know, I grew up with Aaron, and Aaron had an opportunity to, when I was out in North Dakota.
This is Aaron Rodgers, not Aaron Andrews.
Yeah. To go out there and watch a game. My commander would not let me get to
leave. So you wanted to go. What?
Yeah.
So now we have to, we can't badmouth your commander.
Well, I may or may not have done something that may have confined me to the base for a couple of weeks. So I may have racked up an enormous amount of parking tickets to where I couldn't drive on base for 6 months.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it happens.
You made your best effort.
Yeah. I never told them why I couldn't go. I just told them they wouldn't let me out. So, but yeah, I had an opportunity to, you know, in prime.
So you didn't choose not to go. The way you started that made it sound like it was your fault.
Yeah, no, this is like right when Aaron took over.
Gotcha.
So
that would have been great.
That one hurt me a little bit.
I'll bet it did. Wembley Stadium is number four. I feel like
been to Wembley.
Okay. And what'd you go for? What was the event?
FA Cup.
Unbelievable.
Look, English football atmospheres are unmatched.
Okay.
Unmatched. I went to an Everton match at Goodison, which is now being, they just played the last game there. They're building the new stadium's being finished right now. The energy in English Premier League is off the charts.
How many venues have you been to watch a Premier League game?
Three.
Equal across them, or has Wembley got something a little different?
Wembley's just different because it's, 80,000?
Yeah.
It's bigger.
Yeah.
It's the biggest stage in England. Like, that's where the prime, whatever it is.
Yep.
Like, that's whether it's a concert or soccer.
That's like, why I was like, I didn't even think sporting event. Yeah. I was like, you could have been there to see anybody.
That's when you're like, that's the Beatles play at Wembley. That's like the biggest stars play Wembley.
Yeah, the rock star pinnacle is playing Wembley Stadium. Yeah.
It's massive.
Which is cool that they've got that. Augusta National, number five on my list.
You know what? It's not on my bucket list because I've never been a golf psycho until about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's slowly eking up the list. Joe Simon's my co-host on TV. He has been in the lottery, I think he told me, 16 times and never gotten a drawing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Rob's been, what, two or three times?
I thought somebody hooked him up. I thought there's somebody.
Well, that's the thing. It's like but again,
knowing
like,
people helps.
It's super helpful. But Augusta's moving up my list of that would be pretty damn cool.
The one reason Augusta stands out on this list is they do one event.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one.
Have you ever seen that place when it's outside of Masters?
Yeah.
It looks like hell.
I have seen pictures, but they close it down for like 4 months to get it ready to make sure that it's perfect.
It's pristine.
And so that's why it's
hard. And then after the Masters, it just turns into this yellow big.
But isn't that like the Knicks only playing at Madison Square Garden where you know they're playing four games and it finishes with a game seven every single time?
Yeah.
I mean, that really is the equivalent. So there's something very special about that. Cameron Indoor at number six.
That's pretty high. I would love to go to Cameron.
It's got to be against Carolina, right?
Yeah, against North Carolina. That would be the time to go. I feel like we've gone past the point of like the Cameron crazies that, you know, they were camping out.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, I don't think that really happens anymore.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Arrowhead Stadium is number seven. It gets real loud there.
Burn it to the ground.
Number eight is the most occasion dependent on this list, and it is the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
Going to the Rose Bowl game, could not be a starker contrast from going to a UCLA home game for football.
I've done that for USC, UCLA.
And you've done both?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and even USC, UCLA, are they?
It's just never. Every time I've ever seen SC play UCLA, whether at Memorial or at the Rose Bowl, UCLA has sucked. So it's never been a game.
That's not shocking. That's kind of most of it. The crazy thing about the Rose Bowl is how far it is from the UCLA campus.
Yeah.
But no, not just anything, but like,
but no, here's associated, UCLA. Yeah.
Pauley Pavilion is in the middle of the one of the most beautiful campuses in the world. Mm-hmm.
And the baseball stadium is right there.
Yep. And then
Jackie
you
Robinson,
go out to Pasadena.
He's like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, you've got Memorial right there.
Yeah. Right in downtown, ready to go.
We talk about old places. Even, again, like, it's 100 years old next year.
The Memorial Coliseum?
Yeah. Because it opened for the 28 Olympics and it was built 2 years before.
Well, there you go.
So, or is it 24 Olympics?
I can't
remember.
Yeah.
But it's roughly 100 years old. And it feels that way. There's nothing endearing about that place other than the fact that, like, you walk in up the stairs and then you see, you know, the Olympic torches and the retired Heisman jerseys in the stands, stuff like that. But other than that, it's just old as dirt.
Yeah. Well, every time you decide you're going to do another renovation and keep it going and adding seats and doing that to any of these old venues, Wrigley, Fenway, Coliseum, it just endears people to it, and you get a new crop of people. A lot of these are very dependent on how good your team is
on the event,
who's playing, because TD Garden's on there and whatever. But that's a list, and the only one I've been to is Fenway. We've got some work to do, but
really?
Wrigley not on that list either. So
I would love to, when I'm like 65 years old, just go check out places that I hadn't been able to mark off in 20 plus years. You know what I mean? Like that would be like the, if I had the money and the time, like,
Get the RV and just follow a baseball season for a summer. Come on.
When you see these like young people that like over the course of a summer, like I'm going to go to all 30 MLB parks. I'm like, oh, that's so righteous.
And then you finish in Cooperstown.
Or the person that goes over to England and goes to like every major, you have to have 20 teams in the Premier League. You go to the 16 teams that are, you know, the non-promotion relegation teams, but you go catch all of those stadiums.
Well, think about what you can do on a weekend now, with the way that, you know, people complain about the NFL schedule, but you can go Thursday, Friday night college football, Saturday college football, Sunday football, Monday, and you've seen people even try to make those triples,
like,
which are insane.
Seattle would be like really cool if you could somehow swing it to where you had like a Mariners game into a UW game into a Seahawks game. Like that would be cool, just like to hit all three at the same time.
Ducks Huskies is the same weekend that the Seahawks are hosting the Vikings, I believe, this year. So you could just wear purple and gold all weekend, or you could wear the opposite all weekend
100%.
And have a great time. So
I'm in for that.
Yeah, there's plenty of doubles.
Even
that
with zero rooting interest, that'd be a blast.
Oh yeah, on both stadiums.
Yeah,
exceptional. What I need to do, I don't need to go back into Husky Stadium. Sailgate.
Oh yeah,
that's on the bucket.
That's a dope one. There's only so many places you can do that, and you know, if we get a baseball team here, we can do that.
I keep looking at this, and I've glanced at it, but I feel like you've done the deep dive into this. Is Wemby getting taller? And if he is that good or bad? Next, it is Luke and Danny on a Danny and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm not sure why I called. Okay. How tall was Wemby when he started playing basketball in the NBA? 7'3"?
So
19 years old.
They had him at 7'3", which is kind of weird because everybody that I talked to was like, he's 7'5".
He's okay, like, so they had him, like, one of the few guys that they undersold how tall he was to start? Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know if somebody measured him, and they measured him, like, barefoot. Like, the official measurement was, I think, 7'2.5" or something like that. Okay. But I remember his draft, and because I had never seen him in person until Summer League.
Okay.
And it was hard to see him in person because there was
the clouds around his,
not just that,
his
there
shoulders.
Was a 30-person contingent just of the Spurs that were with him. And it was like, when they were doing like pre and post game availability, they had a, like, normally we do it in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And we just kind of off to the side just because of the way Thomas and Mack is set up in Las Vegas where UNLV plays.
Yep.
And, but they have like a whole separate room to limit how many more people could get in there because of just how much of a circus it was. But he walks by me and I'm pretty good at eyeballing this. I'm like, I was like, he's not 7'2". Like Rudy Gobert is 7'2". And
yeah.
He's a whole like half a head taller than Rudy. And I'm just like, what the hell? But he, you know, the story is like, you know, the official measurements is like 7'2.5", I think is what it is. But if you look at him in pictures, so often he's slouching and he's very clearly 3, 4, 5 inches taller than other 7-footers.
Well, and the story that you threw onto the show sheet says from Hoops Habit, but they're saying he is like a full inch and a half taller than he was.
Yeah, and he's closer to 7'5.5", 7'6". Like he's, and that's when it gets scary.
Okay, that's what I was gonna because I mean you track these things because everybody thinks taller is always bigger, which is obviously not
7'2" is the cutoff. 7'2" is the cutoff. Like, I talked about this with Donovan Klingon, and people just refuse to listen.
Yeah.
If you are taller than 7'2", because Donovan is 7'2" barefoot.
On the nose.
He is 7'2".
Congratulations.
He is 7'2" barefoot. He is enormous. He plays at 7'3 plus.
What's his wingspan, too?
I think he's 7'9".
Which is
crazy. Yeah, but that's the more valuable stat.
Yeah.
I mean, when you...
standing reach and wingspan. Yep. Like standing reach is like how much ground can you actually cover? Because I'm a little bit taller than 5'10". Like, I think 70 and a half inches, I think it's, yeah. I've measured 1,000 times by the military. It was always the same. It was 70.5.
And they probably used some precision.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely didn't let me try to stand it up and get it up to 5'11". but I have a nearly 6'6 wingspan. But it's not that my arms are long.
Sure.
But it's because I've got broader shoulders. Yeah. And so my...
Well, that's the thing about clinging, too, is it does. His shoulders are so wide. Like, it also feels like there's more room to add mass.
Like Myers. Myers Leonard had a huge chest and shoulders and relatively long arms, but his wingspan was very large because he was broader shouldered. Like, my standing reach does not match what my wingspan says it should because...
And do you know off the top, because Wemby and Chet both look to have very narrow shoulders.
Yeah.
Are their wingspans...
Chet's even more narrow than Wemby.
Well, he's more narrow than all the people.
Yeah,
he's proportionally, Wemby's he's about as narrow as they get.
Wemby's a little bit broader and is like his arm set, like where kind of his arms kind of originate from. Like with Chet, it's like...
Where his arms originate from.
Well, I mean, like if you just look at guys, there are guys whose arms, like they kind of almost come out at an angle because they're broader chested. Where if you look at Chet, he's like, it's at the end of his shoulder, straight up and down.
Yeah.
Wemby's are a little bit further out. And these are like all the biomechanics things like that teams look at.
Oh, yeah.
Like how, like I've talked to draft evaluators over the years and trying to understand the physio side of things a little bit better. Of like, they're like, one of the reasons why I was not as high on Chet. And another reason why, again, I had a multitude of reasons why the Blazers should not take Zach Collins, but guys that are high-waisted, where your anchor is, you have a higher center of gravity, which means you get pushed around a little bit easier. Wemby's just proportional. That's what makes him terrifying. Like, if you watch Wemby, he doesn't really, like, even though he's, you know, quote-unquote skinny, you don't really see him getting pushed around a ton because his center of gravity kind of matches the rest of his body. But when you get into this height range... It gets terrifying. Now, Wemby obviously is out for the blood clot, but he hasn't really had injuries other than that because of how good a care he takes of his body. But getting back to the whole, like, anybody over 7'2", I was beating the drum on Donovan Clingan of, like, not being able to play the minutes. There have been 14 players in NBA history over 7'2" that ever logged a season of 30 minutes or more in the history of the game.
Who are those guys?
You're talking about Mark Eaton, Yao.
Okay.
I have to go back and look at the list, but it's not like guys like you really think. It's like, and actually, I only think it was 30 minutes. I think I set it at 28.
Okay.
But Mark Eaton is really the only giant that just played his whole career that way. Now, Yao did, but endless amounts of injuries.
Sure.
Mark Eaton is like the only guy over that size that played a heavy workload and didn't just get eaten up by injuries. Like, when you get into the 7'5", 7'6", you're talking about Yao. You're talking about Bradley. You're talking about Murison. Like, you're talking about Tabeat. Like, you're just talking about guys that they're so big as humans, you start to worry because the breakdown factor is real.
Yeah. How tall is Edie, Zach Edie?
7'4".
Okay.
And he's another one of those guys where it's like, he went into the draft, not this last year he was drafted, but the year before. And he went to the combine. He ran so ungodly slow, and his body fat was so high, and he was huffing and puffing. He just but he put in the work to be the offensive and defensive fulcrum for Purdue, and was playing in a college basketball game. Was playing 38 minutes of a 40-minute game.
Oh, all rookie team this year. I mean, had a bigger impact than I think a lot of people thought he
would. People like, oh, Edie did it. It's like, yeah, he's a Terminator. Like that's there's a difference. Like like you're talking about literally one in a billion. Like,
for sure.
When you're number one, that size and then that injury resistant and being able to play those minutes, like the percentage of people on the planet in the history of modern humans just is so infinitesimally small.
Well, Ortner and I did this one Saturday for the Sinner and the Saint. We were pulling the percentile. 6'5", Will?
Yes, sir.
What percentile were you in? Do you remember the number?
I believe it was 99.5, 99.6.
Yeah, at 6'5".
Yeah, no, it's like getting over 6 foot tall is like puts you in like the upper
like 91st percentile.
Yeah, it's
92nd percentile.
It's above 90%.
And women will date you at that size.
See?
None shorter.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You have no hope if you are below 6 foot. Women won't even look your way. So, well, Wemby getting taller, it seemed like the lock of all locks, and the future was destined that San Antonio was never going to lose another basketball game. 3 years of returns shows that, you know, they're getting a little better, but they've had two rookies of the year in that time period. It's just such a crapshoot. Man, there's so many things that can go wrong. We don't need to get back into the Zion Williamson story, but just as a basketball part of his career has been, you know, next to zero of the promise. He's shown flashes, but hasn't stayed healthy at all. And now you've got a rape allegation that's out there, and who knows what the future of Zion Williamson is. Wemby with that blood clot, I think, freaks a lot of people out. You can point to people that have gotten through it and got out, but getting taller, if he's actually growing, does that make it even more dangerous? Like, if he's still growing at 21? Because guys do that.
Look, the Blazers drafted Ryan Rupert. He was like 6'6" barefoot. He's almost 6'9" now.
Yeah.
Giannis was drafted at 6'9" or 6'8", and he is every bit of 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
And what, like, we're getting like real in the weeds with this stuff, but when these guys get evaluated and they get their medicals, one of the things they look at is they take the scans of their hands and their wrists to check the growth plates.
Yeah.
Like Roops ended up hurting his wrist, so they took scans of his wrist and they were like, yeah, he has got a ton of room. This is like right after they drafted him. I think he hurt his wrist in training camp or practice, something like that. And they took a scan. They're like, he's going to grow. Like, they think he's going to be like this at the time. Like, he could be like 6'9", 6'10", when it's all said and done. And you're like, and if you go back and look at Roops's first year versus last year, you're like, yeah, he's put on like 35 pounds and grown, you know, 2.5 inches. And you're just like, but that's one, the thing is these
one
guys.
Of, one of the crapshoots drafting teenagers that can end up being, you know, the number you're on.
You have to start wondering, what are the French putting in the water, man? Because they just keep pumping out these absolute freaks when it comes to length.
Yeah.
And you're just like, good Lord.
Yeah. Well, something to keep an eye on. Possibly Wemby being too tall. But next we need to get to the worst day on the web. And if you're running social media for a sports franchise, do you think it would be nice to know, like, the history of the team? And more importantly, like, the relatively recent history of the team? Because I think the Falcons might have hired the wrong guy. We'll talk about that. First, a SportsCenter update. Yes. Danny, the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons of the NFL, how much money does the NFL make on an annual basis?
Was it, they generated $27 billion last year?
And that divides up between 32 teams, like $27 billion, like, so you're making
$750.
Yeah, fairly professional organizations, right? Their image is probably one of their more important things that they've got going on. Oh, man, this is a bad one.
Self-created social media disasters are always fun.
Well, and they're really fun when they're just plain stupid.
Just pure circumstantial stupidity.
Okay. So Falcons forced to quickly delete a post after accidentally making fun of themselves. Do you remember a football game where the Falcons had a 28-3 lead and the significance of that?
Yeah, it might have been the most important of the football games, and it might be the most epic meltdown in the most important of football games.
And not only is it historical in-game meltdown, it led to a head coach eventually leaving town, a offensive coordinator immediately leaving town, a Hall of Fame quarterback finishing his years in a Colts uniform. Like, that team is nowhere near what it was. In the 8 years since they had a 28-3 lead on the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, they have fallen as far from the mountaintop as they possibly could, to the point where they had a guy wearing gloves playing quarterback and then getting the corpse of Kirk Cousins, paying him $100 and however many million while drafting a first-round quarterback. This is an aimless organization since that moment. What they do today?
Well, don't just push posts. Don't tweet like me. So here's the thing.
Don't tweet like me.
So
there's
when I'm
advice.
Posting from my personal account or the Jack Ramsey's account. Well, the Jack Ramsey's one I usually do a little. I take a little more time, but it's mostly stream of consciousness when it's one from my personal account. But
this is why I do not use Twitter.
Yeah, which I mean,
my stream of consciousness cannot be trusted.
For me, it's like a way that because I'll go back and look at stuff. Like I was looking up my original thoughts on Tyrese Halliburton the other day, and I was like,
ooh,
and I was like, where did I have him?
I'm intrigued. Where did you?
So
quick version.
I really liked him when he came out. I'm like after watching him in the preseason and getting more of a feel for him and diving into his college tape a little bit more during that offseason, I was like, I really like this guy.
Where did he get drafted? 12?
12. Okay. Yeah. To the Kangs. But I said, look, he's got an incredibly high IQ. His feel is great. He's got a great in-between floater game. His floor management is off the charts. There's some quirkiness and weirdness to him, but I like him. And I was like, it kind of reminds me of like a right-handed Mike Conley in the sense of like, I could see this guy maybe making an all-star team. Yeah. But I mean, just like stylistically, the way he played, you always knew he was there, but he wasn't the focus of everything. And he always kept you on track and did the right things, which he clearly does to like an exponential level now.
So you were dead right.
No, I undersold the living hell out of him. But like, it's always nice to go back and like revisit those things from the stream of consciousness.
But you caught something else that you were
good. Yeah. But I also like when I do that for myself, it's different because for those that don't know, I run the social media for the network here. And when I tweet out from the main account or from the show account or from whatever preparedness stuff we have with the Ducks or whatever event, there's a lot more planning. And like I do all of the images, whether it's in Photoshop or whatever sources I'm using, I spend more time doing that stuff.
Sure.
And like even though the approval process is me, I double, triple, quadruple check stuff before I go send. Like that's
with that in mind. With that in mind, what did the Falcons do?
They put up a just seemingly innocent, candid shot of two players on their roster. Number 3 and number 28. Right next to each other as the score bug would appear when it was New England 3, Atlanta 28. And they posted it with a caption of just, you know, the most benign thing ever. And everybody immediately was just like, what are you doing?
Does social media usually give you a little grace? Don't they normally?
Yeah, that's usually where the spot that you go to for the most grace and acceptance. And like, had they done this like willingly, like had they gone tongue in cheek of like, this is a 28-3 that we can get behind.
Or hey guys, we need you to swap positions, or you know, like stand next to somebody else and bet if they were in on the joke.
Yeah, but this is almost
with that too, just taking it and deleting it probably was the worst thing that they could have done. Then they're gonna get trashed.
Internet lives forever. Here's the thing.
Well, but if you would have went, oh my, how did we miss that?
Double down on it. Like,
like, be self-deprecating, do whatever. But deleting it just makes it so
much
dumber.
Also, I always see people going, well, the intern's getting fired. I'm telling you right now, there is not a professional sports team in the top four where an intern is running social
media. There better not be.
No, there's not, because social media is now, press releases exist, and PR people, if you're listening, I love you guys. You are not the voice. You are not the face of whatever program you are. Your social media is the face and the voice to your fans and to your people.
Well, let's go to young man Ortner. You were saying that journalism classes teach TMZ strategies.
Yep.
Who's not taking a social media class that's in communications?
It's a full-on course. Like, you will spend 10 weeks, if it's quarters, if it's a semester's thing, you'll do it. I have a friend, and she's doing social media for PBR, so the Professional Bull Riding Association or whatever.
There's so many things that are PBR, but yes.
Yes, not the beer. She is not with the beer.
I think there's another PBR that I'm...
She's
the pro bull riders.
Yeah, she likes the rodeo stuff. That's like a well-paying job.
Yes.
When I found out how much she was making, I was like, oh, just a tweet?
And Danny, how did you figure out how to do social media? Trial and error?
Yeah, honestly, that's what it was.
But they're not...
Well, here's the dumb part of it all. My stupid tweets got me to where I am today.
Yeah.
Like,
But you also, I mean, we talked about this to open the show. You've spent how many hours on the air or talking into a microphone or to a camera?
But it originated from tweets. Yeah. Like,
sure.
It's, when I originally had a Twitter account, it was just an anonymous account, and I very rarely tweeted from it. And then I started tweeting from it, and I want to say that was early 2010, because I was really into basketball analytics. And God, I can't even remember what the account was. It was like one of those auto-generated ones, like, you know, with the egg and everything.
Sure.
I go, you know what? I want to put my name behind this. And it was February of 2011, I think, is when my actual account existed.
Almost 15 years ago.
Yeah. That's why I say I've been doing this for 15 years. The tweets that I started doing were very analytically driven when NBA analytics were not around.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blazers broadcast just started basically wholesale using my tweets.
There you go.
And another media entity in the city DM'd me and was like, hey, are you working with the Blazers? I'm like, no. Like, well, that's weird. Almost everything you've said for like the last 3 weeks is some version or another has led to something on TV. And I was like, oh, maybe somebody there found it or took it. But I started working with these guys, you know, doing appearances in a podcast, all because of my stupid tweets. So like the amplification of social media and what it does for who you are, whether it's some idiot, you know, at home or it's a multi-billion dollar entity, like that forward facing open access part of it, like it, as dumb as it all seems, it means something. And like, if I've got, this is disgusting to say out loud, on this account, on my personal account, there are 115,000 tweets.
There you go.
Okay. I have maybe deleted 15.
Ooh, what are they?
And almost, and I should say that it's probably more than that because I've deleted ones with grammatical error. Like,
oh, okay.
Because sometimes I'll use an app to send to multiple accounts at the same time and I can't edit those.
Gotcha.
And so I have to delete them and put them up. Sure. And that's me being careless and dumb. But like deleting them in the sense of not because I had a wrong take, it was like I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I delete this, everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people know about this one. I was very high on a lot of painkillers while the Blazers were playing the Suns. I think it was my first hip surgery, and I've made no bones about it. I hate the Phoenix Suns broadcast. I think it's terrible, and Eddie Johnson is a part of that broadcast. And I went in a lot harder than I would have had I been sober. And
blaming it on the painkillers.
Well, I mean, I was zooted to another dimension. If you remember the one segment long phone calls that Dusty would give me after during the hip surgery recovery, dialing up Danny at home was a little scary, but I deleted that not because I didn't.
Let's go ahead and make the dump button a little bit longer.
Yeah.
We're going to call Danny.
Yeah, but I deleted not because I didn't believe it, but because like out of professional courtesy, I was like, I shouldn't have done that. That was my bad.
Yeah.
And it's not something I wouldn't say to Eddie Johnson because I've said it to his face. We don't like each other, but
but you have it. You also have a curated account too, where you had something, even if it was just analytics to start.
Yeah.
Pretty early on, you went, hey, this is something.
This is the lane that I'm going to be in. Yeah. But when you're talking about social media and in sports particularly, it has become like the cutting edge of branding. Like when you talk about it, the Blazers were blessed when they had Amara Baptist, who ran their social media for 4 years. She came to prominence taking over the Grizzlies account, and I think she won the social media of the year. Her and Shabazz Muhammad with the Timberwolves, they have both gone on since, and they are, I think Shabazz works for a huge brand, and Amara was working for LeBron's company, Spring Hill Entertainment. But these people that run these accounts, they're not idiots. They're very good. They're very creative. You look at the Chargers, they have one of the best social media accounts out there. The ones that suck.
Yeah.
Boy, do they keep stepping in it. And I want to say, didn't the Falcons have something else like this last year?
I feel like they did, but I am not the social media guy. And that's one of the things too, though. I think if you don't have a lane, you get scattered. And that is where that's where my head lives. Is my idea.
When I was doing the show prep or the show tweet earlier, I'm like, well, "What's your Twitter handle?" You're like, "I don't really."
Yeah,
it's like
I dip my toe in the water when we did.
It's better to not. I will legitimately say the fact that I made that a part of my brand as heavy as I did, I kind of wish I didn't because now that if I don't keep it up, it's like, is he alive? I feel like there's this FOMO. Of when I don't live tweet games.
Well, and what's the percentage of people on any social media platform that are active anyways? It's pretty low. It's somewhere, depending on the platform, in the between the teens and the 20s percent of people that actually are actively posting on.
And you have to remember Twitter or Instagram or TikTok.
A lot of them are just voyeuristic.
Not only that, it's not real life.
Oh, no. Definitely.
But
not.
Something like a gaffe like this,
but you can have a sense of humor on it, and that's where it gets so funny for me, is the deleted tweet when it was just like, oh, we look dumb.
Do you remember the Rockets Mavs tweet?
You look dumber. Which one?
Do you remember the Rockets Mavs tweet? It was the first tweet I remember anybody getting fired over.
It sounds familiar.
The Rocket social media director used the old gun emoji, which just turned into the squirt gun, which is still the dumbest thing
ever. It's still a gun.
But it was the handgun emoji and a horse because the rockets were knocking them off, and it said, shh, it'll all be over soon. Like putting the horse down.
Yep.
Which everybody thought was like, yeah, that's edgy, but like, ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
He ended up getting fired.
Yeah.
And it's like,
The advice that I always took, Colin Cowherd said this on his show when I first started doing The Sinner and the Saint and was filling in for all the shows and doing everything and trying to figure
out. Don't tweet.
He goes, it's very, very, very hard work for Twitter to get you a job, but it's very, very easy for Twitter to lose you a job.
100%.
So unless your job is to actively tweet, which you have created a lane for yourself. Mm-hmm. Go nuts, my friend.
The fact that I haven't stepped in it enough.
Well, you did two things. Because the one thing that the intern goes, the intern comments come up for is, you know, intern got fired for this is one of the jokes. And that's why we're talking about this. But the other one is, where do they get that stat? And the guys that dig up stats also have very good jobs and get paid very well for it. The fact that we know that this is the most home runs any left-handed player has ever hit when the sun was down on a Thursday seems really dumb.
Elias Sports Bureau and ESPN Stats and Info, man. Those two gigs. Yep, yeah, good to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Did Doug Gottlieb have a really good idea or a really bad idea? This is a polarizing person to begin with, so we'll throw out that idea. We'll do it next. This is Luke and Danny filling in for Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back in. Luke Anderson, Danny Meringue, Will Ortner along for the ride. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's very rare that I can find something where I kind of go, you know, Doug Gottlieb, this might not be the worst idea. College sports are absolutely insane right now. NIL, transfer portal. It's kind of hard to keep track of whether they're professionals or amateurs or student athletes or just athletes. I think we're trending more towards the professional. But if you've ever watched something called the basketball tournament, they are a summer tournament. It's played by a lot of alumni teams and like community teams, and they go and they pick this up. Doug Gottlieb, who is part-time radio host and full-time head coach of the Green Bay college basketball team, is kind of putting the idea out there. Is there anything saying that I can't go play in the basketball tournament? I kind of like this idea, Danny.
Well, I mean, there's a, $1 million purse?
Yeah, million dollar prize. And you see a lot of guys that played college basketball that go back, and you've got like the Marquette alumni team.
The Ohio State one is the one that's usually top four all the time. It's Aaron Kraft and Evan Turner. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Dudes, I mean, we're certified hoopers.
These are real ball players. Yeah. And a lot of guys that played professional basketball. Mm-hmm. So you cannot currently be playing professional basketball, but we're not really playing professional basketball, even though we're getting paid in college basketball.
And this is,
and you can get paid, you can make the money because the NIL isn't going to stop you from making money on your own efforts.
Where this gets dicey is on the insurance side of things.
Sure.
Because of the NCAA implications and this not being an NCAA sanctioned event and all those kind of things. And that's where I think this gets a little bit weird. But I mean, they're putting together the tournament in Vegas, where they're talking about, you know, a $12 million prize where basically the winner, it's a winner-take-all event.
Yep.
And the winning team, everybody gets a milli. Like,
let's go.
So, like, why? Like, we're seeing this in college football, where, or just college sports in general, where every single, like, pre-existing rule or block or sanction is getting tested in court and getting destroyed because they have no firm ground to stand on for literally anything.
Well, and they have no authority.
It's all made up.
Yeah, it's a magic. The NCAA makes almost all of its money on the basketball tournament that they own.
No.
They own the NCAA basketball tournament. They sell the rights to CBS and they make Turner billions. And all that. Billions of dollars. No. ESPN owns the college football tournament, so the NCAA has no governing authority over the college football tournament.
They get the conference championships.
They do, but they don't own that. They're part of it, but they have no authority over football whatsoever. To me, why not push it? If you're ever a time to push the boundaries, now is the time to do it.
If you're Green Bay, Wisconsin, if you can go to a tournament and win it and take $1 million, like,
well, but even more than that, if you're Doug Gottlieb and out there, you're trying to
do something.
There's
and
some
be a
marketing,
disruptor.
And get people's attention and go, hey, we've got a little something going on up here. Come up here if they play in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Let's say they, you know, get blown out or they make it to the top 10, whatever they do.
But it's still a story.
And if they can do it, they won't be the only ones doing it. But
it
also is a way to draw in people and go, hey, come up here and we'll play in this tournament. We're doing things differently. Mm-hmm. And college basketball has a ton of room for people to do things differently.
Well, I mean,
because it's right now, who's the one and done that has the maturest team around them that has a chance to win the championship. And then it's a bunch of guys you don't know.
I mean,
you will never know.
You talk about like the college landscape. You know, there's a report, and maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later. Cooper Flagg earned $28 million in NIL last year.
Yeah. Is he losing money going to the NBA from a contractual standpoint?
No, because his sponsorships are going to go through the roof.
Well, he's got already has New Balance that you're seeing the commercials on, where he's now, they just cut him into like the little pass around that terrible commercial guys that you go, oh yeah, New Balance.
Yeah, but they also, I mean, New Balance has made a push.
They definitely have.
They have the face of baseball in Shohei Ohtani, and they're banking on, you know, they went and got both like kind of the literal face of the WNBA and Cam Brink. You know, yes, she's very good, but she's also stunningly beautiful. Like, that doesn't hurt. And then they go out and they go get Cooper Flagg. And that was a bag that Nike dropped horribly. But when you look at that and kind of the space of college basketball, we've talked about the difference in college basketball and college football, Dusty and I, the amount of money that the top earners in college basketball can get, it's getting insane.
Oh yeah.
And it's I don't hold it against them, but it's really interesting when you talk about like at a smaller school like Green Bay, like if you can be disruptive and all of a sudden you can generate some NIL and generate some more stuff, some notice out of it, it's huge.
Yeah. Well, I would love to see it, even if it's just to be a disruptor. So first time ever, I will compliment Doug Gottlieb on a good idea. I assume he stole it from somebody else, but hey.
It's a day that ends in Y. You know, so you can stumble into something.
Go for it. Things happen. We will talk more about the NIL, not just with how much money Cooper Flagg made, mm-hmm. but just the rabbit hole that continues to go. When you can pay players to play, you got to start paying them well before they play. So we'll dive into that a little bit in hour three. I do want to talk about some quarterbacks that are getting either very confident themselves or their teammates or their organization is getting confident. There's at least four. You guys may have more that you want to add into the list, but I want to see who you think will have the best season. So I think we start there, sneak a little NFL in May. We do it to start hour three. This is Luke and Danny on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.